Have you ever wondered why all of a sudden she loses interest? Well, listen up because we're going to talk about that today. Welcome to the Men's Dating Guide. I'm Margaret, clinical therapist turned dating coach for men. In this guide, I will take you through understanding women, what they want, and how to be the most attractive version of yourself naturally. By combining psychology of attraction, dating skills, and a little bit of perspective, you can have the dating life you crave. All right, guys. So I'm so glad you're listening because I know I've had this question pretty frequently with the guys that I coach and then some questions online that have been submitted about why she's losing interest all of a sudden. So maybe you've gone on a few dates with her, or maybe you've even been dating for several weeks or a couple months, and then all of a sudden it seems like she's tapering off as far as her attention for you, or all of a sudden she's too busy to hang out and she never has time anymore, or it seems like the interest and the attraction on her end is tapering down and reducing. So we're going to talk about some of the reasons why that happens. And as a woman, I am a woman. I have an insider perspective to this, so I can definitely tell you based on my own personal experience and then experience, you know, that I've heard from women that I know and my friends, having that women's perspective, why we lose interest. So the first one maybe is basic, but it's important. So she is bored. She's bored, or she's not enjoying herself. So one of the things I've actually heard women say a lot, and I agree with this one, you know, if he is not making my life better than my life is without him in it, I would rather not hang out with him. I'd rather be single. So there's a few different reasons why she could be bored with you or not enjoying herself with you when you guys are spending time together. One of the reasons, especially in the early stages, like let's say you've even just gone on one date, or maybe this is like leading up to the first date, that this could start to kind of set in where she's feeling bored, is you're texting her and you're boring her, right? So you're texting her too much. You're not adding anything to her life by these text messages. Maybe you're just constantly asking her, you know, hey, how was your day? Hey, how was work? You know, oh, the weather's this. Like, she is exhausted by all these text messages and they're just boring her. They're just pulling more out of her than they are contributing to her life. And that goes along with this next point where it would be you're not connecting when you're talking with her. So she's not feeling connected. And this isn't necessarily a spark, but it's about substance, right? It's about having that deep connection that maybe is different than someone that she's just talking to in the grocery store line. So there has to be some kind of deeper value that you're bringing to her life when you guys are communicating and when you guys are around each other. Another example of this could be, you know, when you guys are going out on dates, maybe you're only talking about yourself. And I know a lot of guys that I coach really aren't even aware of this. I mean, it's not like you only want to talk about yourself, but either you're really excited to be around her and you have a lot you want to share, or you're just so excited that you're not thinking, right? And you're just kind of going on a roll talking about yourself. But this happens all the time. And I hear it from my girlfriends all the time. And I experience it frequently too. It's like, do you even know I'm on this date with you? You haven't asked me one thing about myself. So it's really important that, you know, remember that. We want to engage her. We want to be learning about her. She wants to feel like you care about her life and are invested in the things that she has to say. Another reason why she could be losing interest is that she has other options. So this could be the scenario, right? Maybe she's had a long-term boyfriend, or even someone that she's just dated for a few months, and then for whatever reason, that situationship or that dating situation has slowed down, and she has more time in her hands. She's trying to emotionally distance herself from this other guy. So maybe she got on the dating apps, or maybe she's open to, you know, meeting new people, and that's why she went on one or two dates with you. And there's a chance that, you know, maybe it's not about your connection. Maybe it's more about her, that now for whatever reason, he's coming back into the picture. So she's spreading her time and emotions somewhere else on somebody else. And it could be someone that's come back into the picture that has a more established connection with her. So that's why it feels like you're losing that connection and she's losing that interest, because she's focusing on something else. So another reason why it could seem like she's losing interest is that she's not developing a sexual attraction to you like maybe she thought she would. So I know a lot of times, you know, women will initially have that attraction, right? And a lot of times they'll hope it will grow over time or after a few dates once they get to know the guy. And sometimes, in this case, you know, a woman realizes that it's not growing and it's not there, or it was there and she's losing it. She's not feeling that sexual chemistry with you. She's not feeling that sexual attraction. She's not feeling attracted to you, or maybe she's seeing you more as a friend. And how to get out of the friend zone and why you may be put into the friend zone is another podcast. We will talk about that later. But as far as losing that sexual attraction or not being able to develop it with you, you know, the more she's interacting with you, the more she's learning about you, and the more what she sees is affecting her and her thoughts and her feelings and emotions. So every time a woman goes out on a date with you, every time she's talking to you, any kind of interaction, she is observing. She's observing everything from head to toe, from your voice tone, from the way you interact with other people, from the topics you bring up, from what you're wearing, from whether or not your shoulders are slouching, from how you eat. Oh my gosh, everything. So the more that she's observing, she may be losing that sexual chemistry feeling, that sexual attraction, based on what she's seeing from you. And, you know, an umbrella way to put this would be you're lacking confidence, and she's noticing that. So maybe the first time you all met and you asked her out, she didn't notice some of these things. Or maybe she did, but, you know, we're not going to write somebody off just because they're slouching their shoulders one time, or, you know, they're not making eye contact one time. We'll give you a chance. But maybe this is becoming like a pattern, and she's realizing this is more who you are than just an off day. So lacking that confidence, displaying strength are really important things, and they're super, super important in developing attraction for a man. We want to feel in our feminine. We want to feel protected. We want to feel like you know how to protect us. We want to feel like you know how to take the lead, that you have strength. So really showing that confidence. Eye contact's important. Standing up straight's important. Not talking too fast. Not fidgeting. You know, trying to do anything you can to not appear nervous. And granted, we get nervous on dates. Girls get nervous on dates. Guys, I know you get nervous on dates, but trying to be in the moment with her and not letting that anxiety defeat you and take over. So another reason why it could seem like she's losing interest, or she actually is losing interest, is because she doesn't feel like you see her, know who she is, or understand her. And this goes back to the feeling of not connecting with you. So the feeling of your conversations aren't feeling connected. They're not feeling deep. She's not feeling like you're maybe asking her about herself or learning about her. A really good way to connect to a person is to ask them about their passions, their interests, the things that they love, and watch them like light up, right? And really like have that smile, that real love smile when she's talking about something that she really cares about. Research shows that when we talk about things that make us happy, maybe our pets, our family, you know, our dreams, with someone, we feel more connected and closer to that person. So that's a good way to get her feeling more in touch with you, closer to you, is by asking her about what her passions are. You know, what are some of her best memories, and really sharing that with her. Another reason why she could be pulling back and losing interest could be that you were acting way too eager way too soon. So the number one reason why this is a turnoff for women is because if you're acting too eager and too into her too soon, it's really about you don't know anything about her. So how could you be that into her other than surface level stuff, right? And then if you're acting that way to her so soon into the picture, you must be acting that way so soon to everyone else, because you really don't know that much about her yet. So first or second date, you know, you want to be really careful about text blasting her. And that's one of the other podcast episodes that I have here is, you know, not text blasting her. So not going overboard on the texting communication or the calling or constantly reaching out. It's just too much too soon. I know you have fulfilling lives and you have a life outside of her. And that's really important to make sure you're cultivating that, because it's not attractive, especially in the beginning, to be the only thing. For a woman to be the only thing that you have going on, especially if you've only known her for a few weeks or only been on a few dates. Another thing that can make you seem too eager too soon is using overly emotional language. And I don't mean emotional as in the feminine versus the masculine, but I mean like lovey-dovey emotional language. So in the first few dates or the first few months or weeks of knowing her, it's okay to share that you're having a really good time on the date. You know, you could say something like, hey, I'm having a really good time with you. You know, this was really fun. But we don't want to go overboard in the beginning and say things to her like, oh my gosh, I've never met anyone like you. You are just the best person I have ever met. Like, I've never had such a good time. This is the best date I've ever been on. You want to pace it out, because you're going to scare her off. And like I said earlier, it's going to be more like she's going to question like, you don't really even know that much about me. How could you be so into me? And granted, maybe you do have these feelings and that's okay. But letting it all out there too soon is going to scare her away. Now, this is another one that I did want to include, but I want to tell you guys that this is probably a more uncommon one. This one is, she has something going on in her life that's distracting her from you. Now, granted, this could be true. But I always say that people make time for the things that are important in their lives. They make time for the things that they feel are valuable in their lives, and they do exactly what they want to do. Now, granted, she could have some very legitimate stressors going on, and maybe it is very early on in your courtship and you're meeting her. So you have been put on the back burner because these things are just really stressing her out. But this one isn't as common as some of the other ones. So she may have, you know, a really stressful job and she's working 80, 90 hours a week and really doesn't have time for you. She could have some kind of a family thing going on, you know, or, and I say this lightly, I guess, like personal development. So, I mean, it's true that women, you know, sometimes pull back from dating when they're wanting to focus more on themselves and, you know, have a lot of like career goals or like personal goals and can't emotionally give right now to somebody. But with that said, if you've already started to date her, and after you've already started to date her, she's pulling back, this is going to be less of a reason. Because if you're already in her life and you do add value to it and she really does value you, it's less likely that life stress is going to keep her from seeing you, keep her from dating you. Because that's the whole point of having a partner, right? Of having someone who adds value in your life. They're a support to you. You're going to want to reach out to them. If she's stressed out and you're the right one for her, she's going to lean on you. She's going to want your support. She's going to want your advice. She's going to want to spend time with you to take her mind off of her stress. This next one is kind of similar to the sexual compatibility, sexual chemistry one, but she's learned more about you and she's not interested based on compatibility. So remember, just because someone goes on a first, second, or third date doesn't mean, you know, she's completely into you. The whole point of dating is to learn more about each other and to see if you guys are compatible. So women definitely keep score. They keep track of the things that they don't like. And when these things have reached a certain threshold, a certain amount, she's out. She's just decided these are too many things that she doesn't like, that are unattractive, that don't work, and she's just going to be out. So these things add up, right? So maybe you could be too pushy via text. You could be too pushy when she gives reasons why she doesn't want to hang out. And then on top of that, maybe, you know, you don't have any ambitions. It doesn't really seem like you have goals. Maybe your interests are completely different. Maybe she's more outdoorsy and you really don't like any of that. So while independent of each other, all of these things are fine. And for some people, a few, you know, we're not going to push against compatibility, but the more things she sees that she feels like aren't right for her in her life, eventually she's going to get to a point where she says, you know, this guy and I are just too different. It's not going to work out. So that's going to be a reason why she's going to lose interest. Other things could be, you know, maybe you want kids and she doesn't. Maybe you're not even aware of that. But I hope you are aware of that, because if you were listening earlier, it's so important to ask her about herself. All right, guys. So there you have it. Some reasons why she might lose interest in you after you've been dating for a little while, or maybe even after a first date. I hope y'all found that helpful. And if you want more information on dating women, how to attract women, or if you want to learn more about one-on-one coaching with me, go to my website, elevatedmancoach.com. And there's links in there where you can click to schedule a free deep truth call. And that'll be with me. And it's a 20-minute call. And we'll talk about some of the deep truths in your life that are holding you back from attracting, dating, and connecting with the women that you want in your life. So go to that website, elevatedmancoach.com, and I'll see you on the next one.